Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the types of redemption, we saw the word atonement again and again and again, and you see it all through the Old Testament. Atonement is not a New Testament word. I know we use it all the time, but it's not. Study it for yourself. Atonement is an Old Testament word. It means to cover. But Jesus did not atone for our sins. I know that sounds strange to your ears, but study it out for yourself. He did not atone for our sins. That means He did not cover our sins. The Bible says He put them away once and for all. We do not have the covering of sin. We have the remission of sin, which means you're free from it. Once it's done, it's not covered where somebody can find it. It's gone. Nobody can find it. It is removed. He took it upon Himself. And He took it away. During those 3 days and nights. He took it to the pit. Are you listening? And we've been taught some of this, but in many, many circles we have not been taught that when He took our sin, He also was taking our sickness. This has not been taught. He took our sickness. Let me give you some more scripture. This word, here translated griefs. Are you with me in Isaiah 53? I get excited, but I don't need to move too fast. Verse 4. Surely, when the Bible says surely, if it just said it happened, it'd be true. But when it goes ahead and says, surely, surely He has borne our griefs. That word griefs is the Hebrew word koli. 20 times that I know of. Somebody say 20. 20 other times I know of in the Old Testament, it was translated disease or sickness. In fact, I heard some individuals that, and this is an interesting thought. This is hearsay, so don't build a doctrine on it. But Hebrew and Greek scholars know these things. And an individual that was on one of the committees, this is many years ago, doing one of what we call the modern translations, when they got to this passage, and there were scholars from all different camps, because they want to make it fair. It wasn't just a Baptist and a Presbyterian, there was from all different camps. But these are highly educated men in the original languages. And one of them said, well, this has been translated sickness and disease consistently in these previous verses, but it's not what the King James says. And there was a big discussion about it. And finally, one person said, well, if we do that, if we put sickness and pain in there, people will get the wrong idea. And it'll play right into these divine healing people's error. And other people, two of the guys said, if you don't translate it the way we've translated it the other previous X amount of places, we're quitting. Because it's just good Bible translation. And the result was, they quit. They left the committee, and it was translated griefs and sorrows with a footnote. Don't take my word for it. Study it out for yourself. But I'm telling you, many other times this same word is translated sickness or disease. What does the scripture read then, if that's so? Surely He has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Well, you better stay awake tonight. This can last you the rest of your life. Surely, He has said out loud, surely He has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. I'm telling you, that is literally what these words mean. But if you have any question about it, I got the answer for you right here. I don't care if you don't know Hebrew or Greek or anybody that does or can't find a concordance. I know of a commentator on this in the New Testament. His name is the Holy Spirit. He's the one who inspired Isaiah to say this. So I reckon he would know what he said. And he quoted this in Matthew, the 8th chapter. Go there now. Hold your place here. We're coming back. But go to Matthew 8. If you couldn't read the concordance, if you didn't know about it, you wondered about it, all you got to say is, Holy Ghost, what were you saying over there in Isaiah when you said that? What were you saying? Matthew 8. Are you there? Matthew 8, 16. 8, 16, Matthew, when the even was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. All, A-L-L, all. Verse 17, that. Oh, now get this. All were healed. Somebody say all. Is healing for everybody?
Yes.
Is redemption for everybody?
Yes.
Is believing in Jesus for everybody?
Yes.
He healed all that were sick that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, who said himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. If the Holy Ghost said in through Matthew that that's what he said through Isaiah, then I reckon that's what he said. Surely. Oh, glory to God. Friend, listen to me. When you come to believe this, just as strong as you believe he bore your sins, you'll be healed. Just like you're saved. Surely. He has borne our sicknesses. Surely he has carried our pains. Why? So we could bear them for his glory? That doesn't work. So he could continue to teach us things through being sick and diseased? That doesn't work. Why did he bear our sins? And the penalty of our iniquities, so we could be free from it. So we wouldn't have to bear it. Why did he bear the chastisement of our peace? So we could have peace. Why did he bear our sicknesses and carried our pains? The very next verse in Isaiah says, you're healed by his stripes. Go back to Isaiah 53. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Surely, surely he has borne our, somebody say my. Surely he has borne my sicknesses and carried my pains. Yet it says, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now, you're going to have to hear with your heart over the next few minutes on this. Smitten of God. Beaten. How is it that we're healed by his stripes? Stripes are the result of a beating. Now, there are numerous thoughts about this, but go back to the original words and you'll see. When the word for stripe in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, it means a wound or a bruise. It has to do with the idea of a welt as well. Like when you're struck with a rod. In fact, the word rod is frequently used in connection with this. Somebody say rod.
Rod.
Beating.
Beating.
Stripe.
Stripe.
Beatings are punishment for disobedience, for rebellion, for breaking God's laws. And under the Old Testament, they were given instructions how these kind of things were to be carried out. Listen to this. Don't try to turn there, but Deuteronomy 25, 2 and 3. Deuteronomy 25, 2 and 3. It shall be, if a wicked man be worthy to be beaten, the judge, somebody say the judge, will cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face according to his fault by a certain number. 40 stripes he may give him and not exceed, lest if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then thy brother should seem vile unto thee. Beaten. You're not beaten because you did well. You're not beaten because you obeyed. You're beaten as punishment for disobedience and rebellion. Listen to Proverbs 10:13. A rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Proverbs 19:29. Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. Say it out loud. Stripes are for the backs of fools. See, why would they need a beating? Because they hadn't listened to talk. Talk does no good with them. They're rebellious after hours of instruction and pleading and everything else. And so a beating is the next recourse. Now, I know this is politically incorrect, but this has been in the Word from ancient times. And people were beaten as punishment for their crimes, weren't they? This scourging has to do with this. Now, there's difference between Roman scourging and Jewish scourging. And I know with the Passion movie and all the blood from the scourging, and I'm not saying that that didn't happen like that, but you have to be watchful that you don't lose focus. It didn't say by His blood we're healed. I guess the Lord could have said that if He'd wanted to. What did it say? By His stripes we're healed. By His stripes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Redemption, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002H. That's R2002H. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.